My Lost Lover. Let me narrate your way back into my heart. I hope you can find it again, despite the surrounding darkness that has been whispering emptiness and rippling with the breathlessness of anxiety. Like Scheherazade clutching onto the lifeline that is your attention, I will recount to you the most visited version of my pain. Its cool breath on my face reminds me that you are out there, in the world where skyscrapers grow on deserts, where days repeat themselves and hope, directed at others, echoes in the sticky heat, perpetually unable to live its own meaning. You will find me at the tipping point of the blade where the persistent hands of the clock turn the bitterness of your desire into anger. When you come, I will wrap you in the blanket of my longing. We will hide under it like two innocents, years before I stifled my love for you, before I betrayed your kindness with blunt accusations disguised as the truth, before you promised to love another. Before feeling wildly unprepared for it, you had the first fruit of this love. You will look into my eyes and you will fall into the depth of my emotion. You will take a break from beheading our memories because you will hear the weight of my words within the cracks in my voice. My tears will start flowing out of your eyes as we share this communion of our love that now rests in the crumbs of time. Numb with helpless determination, you will follow me to nameless hotel rooms in nameless cities. We will build pillow forts and demolish them with the careless limbs of the bodies in the throes of lovemaking. You will bend into me and drink my story until your own life starts causing you pain. You will hate me for this taste of primordial knowledge rustling in the leaves of frostbitten apple trees. But you will love me too, for I will still be there, unchanged. Slowly, you will come to realize that I am the villain. I am the reason you do not kiss your wife like before, when you still harbored hope of forgetting me. I am not a blushing girl with a downcast gaze in the presence of her beloved. I am an evil woman writing to her lost lover, stretching her pain to reach him, poisoning his new life with visions from the old one. Grief is inherently selfish. It hungers for your sanity, and I have been stuck in the cycle of despair for so long that I have become it. I am the weaver of pain. Night is where I store my daggers. We should have stopped this spindle when we could still step back into life together, but we held onto our pride and distrust, and now the narrative is ahead of us and time matters no more. We are living in the unrecorded moments before the sand clock is turned over again to flow for a new story to its inevitable demise. We will wreck each other's lifeline until there is nothing left standing. Until we are able to see each other again, naked in honesty like on the first day of humanity, surrounded by the shredded tapestries of our hastily constructed lives. Even now, I still wake up when the night is deep because the sun is rising where you are and you are thinking of me. You told me once when I was conjuring our future that you too wake up from arcane dreams that make your manhood pulsate to my heartbeat. No time or distance has changed that. Not even my betrayal, not even you, promising in front of God and society to love and care for another woman. We pushed each other away, resenting the unwelcome pangs of kindness we still felt towards one another. Ignoring the complicated mesh of rage and desire storming our insides, we punished each other with silence. Silence felt heavier every day in the company of the ignorant, so we started growling at each other to remind us of our voices. And now we are back to talking, loving, whispering impossible hope through the cracks in our pride, stretching the membrane of time and space to allow us to share one more moment together. So let me tell you a story, because tonight I am hurting and I need you to listen. Tonight I need you to see me again.